KVJ Cuts.
Always so fascinated to hear what your confessions are, those little secrets that you're holding on to that maybe you wouldn't tell anybody except for a random radio show. But we do it anonymously, so you're not outing yourself. It's a way for you to get this off your chest, and we can be entertained by the fascinating things that you are doing. So text them in to us, 877-979-WRMF, 877-979-9763. This confession says, my wife says I'm condescending, but she pronounces it condense-sending. And I can't really correct her because that would be condescending. So I'm in this weird place. Or I want to, but I can't.
That's tough.
That is tough. Condense sending.
You have to have somebody else do your dirty work for you.
Yeah.
Have them correct her.
You're not condescending on how she's saying condescending. This person said, I was one of the crew members on the TV show Lost. Don't worry. You're not alone. Nobody on the crew understood the ending either.
Okay, good.
How about that, huh?
Because that show had me spun, and I was so into it in the beginning. I thought it was going to be so cool.
Well, it was. It started great. It was just when they first got to the serial series that people would binge watch, and they didn't know what they were doing. And they got into it, and they had a massive hit, and they didn't plan on how to finish it. And then when they kept ordering new seasons, they're like, I don't know where to take this.
So the ending of Lost, it's a sucky thing. Don't even bother getting into it because it's that bad.
I've not heard anyone say it's worth writing it all out. And I enjoyed the show, and eventually it got so confusing, so spaced out, and it became so obvious the writers had no idea where they were going with this story.
Is it one of the things, too, where the ending, they try to tie it up in a nice bow and go, oh, it was a dream. They were only dreaming.
I don't even know. I can't even tell you what the ending was all about.
Gosh, I kind of want to watch it just to hate watch.
You're looking to waste hundreds of hours. Go for it. This person said, both my wife and I work from home. She treats me as a colleague despite us doing completely different roles in very different industries. And she keeps bouncing ideas off me, which I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. I have no idea what she's talking about, but here we are.
She's giving ideas about his job?
No,
about hers.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, do you think I should balance the quadro with the tibbo? And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. I mean, she trusts you.
Yeah.
That's kind of adorable, I think.
He's just maybe validating her horrible ideas.
Adorable slash confusing.
Yes. Uh-huh. This person said, I use my side business as a way to go to women's houses to have sex for money. My wife doesn't know I make as much at my real job as I do, so she never suspects anything.
Wow.
Whoa, that is pretty crazy.
I think you'd be kind of shocked if you walked through if you really knew how many places in your neighborhood had some kind of a cam situation going on with money involved, Virginia.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in Kevin's neighborhood because there's a lot of old people there.
You're right, yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Boy, man, people are bringing in the steamy stuff today. This text says, I lied to my ex-boyfriend's dad that I needed an abortion and I kept the money.
Damn.
Whoa.
Your ex-boyfriend's dad?
Yeah, well, you think about it, if you're desperate for money, you let him know. If you have that kind of relationship, you know, you let him know it's, you know, $500,000, whatever they might be, and you take that money and you pocket it, and how's he going to know?
I'm afraid I'm going to sound stupid.
Okay, please go for it.
So she wasn't pregnant and she lied about the whole thing?
Right.
Okay, yeah, all right.
She just wanted the money.
Dang.
That's cold.
That's dirty.
Mm-hmm. And now you got him all twisted.
Yeah. Wow. And you just pocketed the cash. What an easy scam that is, too.
It is, but girl.
I hear
you. Living your life like that is going to catch up with you. You don't get money like that and have it be free money, and then you don't have to pay a price for it.
But Kevin's right, though. You could make up such a story and play on heartstrings and really... That's a dirty thing to lie about.
You're a deceptive liar, and now you've given him this bag of issues and trouble that he has to rectify in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
The karma's gonna get you on that one.
Yeah. This person texts in, they said, I've caught 200 Pokemon today. I'm 53 and single, obviously.
people still play that game. They still do it.
I guess so.
I'm not even kidding you. Me and my dad are playing tennis, and all of a sudden, these people are doing these weird things right outside the tennis court. And it was very public to the point where we kind of looked over going, guys, what's going on? We're trying to catch a Pokemon over here. Didn't mean to disturb you. People are trying to catch these things.
I wouldn't even know where to look.
It's weird if you don't know what's
going on.
I don't
understand.
I kind of don't either.
Like, what does this mean?
That's the thing where then you go to parks and you find the invisible.
Yeah,
I'm kind of confused too. But
everybody who's looking for Pokemons looks like they're on mushrooms.
It does kind of look like
they look like they're tripping balls. They're talking to things that aren't there. They're looking for things that aren't there. Well, like, what is up?
I'm confused because I thought it was so 4 years ago.
It was.
This confession says, when I got my first office job, an older coworker took me under his wing. He mainly taught me how to drink at lunch, dodge menial tasks, and offend female colleagues.
Oh.
He's long retired, and it's taken me 12 years to unlearn all those things.
Yeah, that's okay. Not how you do it.
Not anymore. Nope. And how about this confession? Somebody text in. Almost recruited into a gang. For initiation, I had to rob an old man of his wallet. I walked up to him, nervous and scared, and then he asked, excuse me, I'm lost and I can't find my way home.
Oh.
I couldn't do it. Instead, I helped him get home where his thankful wife explained he had dementia.
Then the gang followed me home and beat the crap out of me for the next 3 weeks.
Take it, baby. Wow.
Move. Just go. Yeah. Go someplace else.
How about that?
Oh my gosh, you did the right thing.
No doubt.
What does happen though if you're supposed to do something terrible and you back out? Does the gang have their way with you? Probably
a lot of instances you're not getting in, and then
get on a Greyhound bus and start over somewhere else.
It ain't worth it. Yeah,
it's not. I mean, think how terrible you would feel after you hurt that old man.
Well, you talk about those decisions that you make in life, and it's almost like your life is forever changed and there's no going back. That's one of those things. You make that decision the other way and you go down a path that, how do you ever get back to the right side of that?
You don't, and you're going to be in jail eventually or dead.
Right.
So you made such the right choice.
What a pivotal moment in that dude's life.
That's one of them sliding door moments.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. It goes to show you how important your decisions are every day that you make. Because you never know when it's going to be that one decision that will forever change what you do.